a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Pastor John Fetty of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Following today's prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the pages of the day, Paxton Bashand of Belle Fouche and Zachary Bunn of Isabel.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we do pause to thank you for the gifts and grace that you have given us in the past. We would ask again, knowing that you are able to do more than we would ask or think. We ask, Lord, for tact and wisdom and ability to conduct the affairs of the state of South Dakota. We pray also for our men and women in the military, that you would keep them safe, for your word says safety is of you. And we will thank you for this. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hansen, Tom Hansen, Gary Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Cherstedt, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 31st day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Motions to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, without objection, we'll proceed immediately to Order of Business 8, Motions and Resolutions, and take up the page Resolution 4. Is there any objection? Seeing none, will all the pages assemble in front of the Secretary's desk.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Pays Resolution Number 4 be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Olson? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate. Well, it must be that time. Just when the pages learn where the floor is at, they learn where the copy machine is at, they learn where the coffee pot is at, they learn where the committee rooms are at, and they learn which senator wants three-fifths of a cup of coffee at 10:22 a.m. As soon as you learn all of those things, it's time for you to leave. You've been a very extraordinary group of pages. We very much appreciate your service. Thank you for making us a more efficient body. Thank you for your friendly smiles. Thanks for your efficient help. We very much appreciate it. Most of all, thank you for ensuring our confidence in the future of our state and in the future of our country. It's good to see all of you with an interest in government, an interest in serving the public. We appreciate that, and we look forward to seeing you back in this body, perhaps as an intern or a legislator at some future date. On behalf of the Senate, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Ahlers.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this is a special privilege for me, not just because I enjoyed my time spent with all of you, but two of you are also not only pages, but my employees, and I really think that all of you have done an outstanding job, and even my employees did better than average. So thank you for making this process enjoyable for us. I hope that you learned a lot about the process, that you enjoyed your time here. I know I learn a lot from you guys, and I enjoy talking to each and every one of you. It's one of the most enjoyable parts of session for me, especially when things get tense as they do during this final couple of weeks of the session. And I really thank you all, and thank you for doing such a good job.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senate Page Resolution Number 4, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 85th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Alexandra Alspaugh, Paxton Bashand, Sean Bogue, Zachary Bunn, Zoe Cope, Kelsey Curtis, Jocelyn Hansen, Aaron Schanzenbach, Abby Schuring, Megan Simon, Elizabeth Volsky, Ann Wilkin, and Jesse Willard, Whereas the above named served loyally as pages for the Senate of the 85th legislative session, and whereas the members of the 85th Senate express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state and extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bella? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ollers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff? Jerstead? Klochek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Nope.
Merchant?
Aye.
Senator Maher votes aye. Senator Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Howie? Howie? Senator Howie? Mr. President, we have 33 ayes, 2 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion carries, and Senate page resolution number 4 is adopted. Congratulations. Without objection, we'll now revert to order of business 4. Is there an objection? Seeing none, we'll revert to order of business 4.
March 3rd, 2010. Mr. President, members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on March 3rd, 2010, I approved Senate Bill 157, and the same has been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Members of the Senate, Senator Roden asked the Senate, welcome to the Senate gallery, Randy Holmquist, the father of our intern, Tyler Holmquist. Mr. Holmquist, please stand and be recognized. Welcome, sir. We'll proceed now to reports of standing committees. Senator Dempster? Yes, that's granted.
This is shameful, but I don't know her name. Don't ask me how much she weighed. Don't ask me how long she was. But I got a telephone call late last night. It was about a 30-second telephone call to tell me that my eldest daughter and her husband just had a brand new baby girl.
Congratulations, Senator. Great news, Senator. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1224, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Cooper Garnels, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports it has had under consideration House Bill 1136 and recommends said bill do pass. And House Bills 1164, 1177, 1187, and 1228 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bills 1110, and 1231, which were amended, and recommend said bills do pass as amended, and House Bills 1265, which were amended, and recommend said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1161 and 1167, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 4, 7, 8, 11, 50, 56, 60, 89, 122, 132, 136, 145, 183, 186, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 16, 24, 26, 27, 28, 29, 31, 33, 45, 46, 47, 48, 52, 63, 118, 133 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10 a.m. March 4th, 2010. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, of the honor to return here with Senate Bill 62 and 121, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 4, 7, 8, 11, 50, 89, 122, 132, 136, and 186, which have passed the House without change. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. Senate Bill 4, an act to revise certain rulemaking authority regarding the sale of certain alcoholic beverage container sizes to on-sale licensees. Senate Bill 7, an act to permit certain sex offenders who are homeless or on parole to reside in certain halfway houses or homeless shelters within community safety zones. Senate Bill 8, an act to establish the application of certain statutes relating to the sex offender registry with regard to out-of-state offenders residing in the state of South Dakota. Senate Bill 11, an act to define solicitation of or conspiracy to commit certain crimes as registerable sex offenses. Senate Bill 50, an act to authorize allocation and reallocation of volume, issuance authority, and other benefits in order to facilitate the issuance of bonds and compliance with certain federal requirements and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 56, an act to update certain citations to federal regulations regarding pipeline safety inspection. Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the siting of energy facilities by the Public Utilities Commission. Senate Bill 89, an act to exempt from federal regulation any firearm, firearm accessory, or ammunition manufactured and retained in South Dakota. Senate Bill 122, an act to repeal certain procedures required when actual state revenues fall below legislatively adopted estimates. Senate Bill 132, an act to permit the utilization of certain DNA samples to determine parentage under certain conditions. Senate Bill 136, an act to allow municipalities to maintain the same number of on-sale alcoholic beverage licenses when certain on-sale alcoholic beverage licenses are not reissued. Senate Bill 145, an act to revise certain qualifications for the South Dakota Opportunity Scholarship Program. Senate Bill 183, an act to exclude children served in residential treatment facilities from the determination of the small school adjustment in the state aid to general education formula. Senate Bill 186, an act to change the unemployment insurance wage base and contribution rates and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1025, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to construct a motor pool building at South Dakota State University and to make an appropriation therefore. House Bill 1026, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to construct Phase 2 of the Electrical Engineering and Computer Science Building on the campus of South Dakota State University, to accept donations for such purpose, to acquire land incidental thereto, and to make appropriations therefore. House Bill 1027, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to construct a visitor center on the grounds of McCrory Gardens on the campus of South Dakota State University, to accept donations for such purpose, to make an appropriation therefore, and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1047, an act to clarify certain powers of the state as conservator of a protected person. House Bill 1048, an act to revise certain provisions relating to a previous appropriation for National Guard Armory construction. House Bill 1052, an act to revise the definition of full-time equivalent to exclude students employed by public post-secondary institutions. House Bill 1056, an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1061, an act to revise certain provisions regarding organization and operation of the public entity pool for liability. House Bill 1095, an act to permit local industrial development corporations to conduct bingo games and lotteries under certain conditions. House Bill 1192, an act to establish an ethanol blender pump incentive grant program to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. And finally, House Bill 1263, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the terms of wind easements and wind energy leases. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Abdallah moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to SB 54.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. There were no problems on Senate Bill 54. It was an easy concurrence, and we urge this body to support it.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the motion? Seeing none, the motion is Senator Abdallah's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 54. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff? Jerstead, Pocheck,
aye.
Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. Motion carries and the House amendments to Senate Bill 54 adopted.
Senator Hunhoff moved that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 66.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. What the House did, they looked at the utilization of the sales tax, the rebate that goes back to those individuals, and over the last 6 years, that number has hovered around 600,000, and the amount in the bill was 650, so they reduced it by the 50,000 because that is what's currently being used. I would ask you to concur with the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Question then being on Senator Hunhoff's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 66, because it's an appropriations bill, the concurrence motion must receive a two-thirds affirmative vote for passage. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary, Haverly,
aye.
Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff, Jerstead, Klocek,
aye.
Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Oh, there you are.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members elect. Thus, the motion concur is adopted, and House amendments to Senate Bill 66 are concurred in. Members of the Senate, please join me in welcoming to the Senate Gallery the Waverly South Shore Senior Class. Would you stand and be recognized from Waverly South Shore? Welcome. We'll continue now with motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5. A concurrent resolution expressing support for the public awareness of multiple sclerosis and recognizing MS Awareness Week as March 8th through the 14th, 2010. Senator Merchant moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 is found on page 543 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on that motion? Senator Merchant.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues of the Senate, I bring this resolution forward for the sponsor, Senator Jerstead, in her absence. Support of public awareness of multiple sclerosis in recognizing MS Week for next week, March 8th through 12th. We all have friends and relatives stricken with this difficult disease, and in fact, approximately 400,000 Americans have MS, and every week, 200 more people are diagnosed. Worldwide, 2.5 million people are affected, and symptoms can be completely invisible, so these numbers are low estimates. MS strikes twice as many women as men, but we do have hope for the future as many new and improved medications can slow down MS, but we still have a long way to go. Please remember those that are struggling with this disease, especially during this coming week. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on SCR 5? Seeing none, the question is SCR 5. As your name is called, those in favor of the resolution say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary. Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Unhoff.
Aye.
Gerstead. Klocek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebek-Berry.
Aye.
Valley. Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
SCR 5 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The motion is carried and SCR 5 is adopted.
Yesterday, Senator Knudsen announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1041 lost.
Senator Knudsen, do you wish to move for reconsideration?
Yes, I do, Mr. President.
Senator Knudsen moves that the Senate do now reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1041 lost and that House Bill 1041 be immediately reconsidered.
Senator Knudsen, is there a second? Excuse me. Senator Knudsen, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, the motion for reconsideration is exactly that. I think this body needs an opportunity to consider this bill again. While we had a thorough debate on it yesterday, I think the importance of this bill, as you know, I think people have had a chance to reflect on that. I think a opportunity to vote again and debate again would be useful, and I'd urge your support of this reconsideration motion.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the motion to reconsider? Seeing none, the question is Senator Knudsen's motion the Senate reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1041 lost. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
No.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
No.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
No.
Howie.
No.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Unhoff. Gerstead, Klocek,
aye.
Knudsen,
aye.
Maher,
no.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
no.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Senator Klocek votes no. Mr. President, we have 26 ayes, 7 nays, 2 excused.
So the motion to reconsider has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, and the motion is carried, and House Bill 1041 is up for immediate reconsideration. Remarks on House Bill 1041? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I want to be brief on this. Again, this is an important revenue issue for our state. That this bill would raise an additional $800,000 in the sense of reducing the amount we pay back to tobacco wholesalers. I would just give you these statistics that before the adoption by the voters in 2006 of a dollar a pack cigarette tax increase, we paid wholesalers 1¾ cents per pack to stamp cigarettes. After the $1 increase for the past 4 years, we have paid them 3 cents a pack for exactly the same job. This bill proposes to reduce that for 2 years to 1 cent and thereafter go to 1½ cents. I think that's a reasonable compensation. It's actually consistent with the long-term compensation that they've received per PAC to do the stamping, and they've had 4 years of 3 cents a PAC, which was a 1.25 cent, I'm tempted to say, bonus. And so I hope the body will adopt this bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1041? Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, the senator from Sioux Falls is absolutely right. It will raise some more revenue, another tax. Because revenues are down in the Department of Revenue, they saw fit to try and raise the tax again. Presently, the tax of the people of this state is $2.69 per PAC. In 2006, we raised it $1 a PAC. The federal government in April of 2009 raised it 61 cents a PAC. And now we've got an easy way of raising another $800,000. Let's just put another tax on. This bill was soundly defeated yesterday, but for 24 hours there's been some arm twisting and heavy lobbying, and I won't be surprised because I know there's been some deals made and it'll go down the drain. But I just want to remind the body that you're putting another tax on small business and you're putting another tax on the working class of this state in a time when our economy doesn't need another tax. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1041. As your name is called, those in favor of the bill say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
No.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
No.
Howie?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead? Klocek?
No.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles? Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
no.
Thiessen,
Turbeck-Berry,
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 24 ayes, 10 nays, 1 excused.
House Bill 1041 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. We'll move now to Order of Business 9, consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Taxation on House Bill 1202 is found on page 536 of the Senate Journal. Also, local government on House Bill 1053 is found on page 538 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the reports of Standing Committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of John L. Cooper of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission.
Remarks on the appointment of John Cooper.
Mr. President.
Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I rise today to ask for your advice and consent of John Cooper for an appointment to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. John has led a life with deep and broad experiences, which I believe qualify him for this commission. I want to share a little bit with each of you some of his experiences. He served as Secretary of the Game, Fish, and Parks under two governors from 1995 through 2007. He was a senior resident agent for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from 1978 through 1995. He was a special agent with the same department from 1974 through 1978. Prior to that, from 72 to 74, he was a special agent with the Naval Investigative Service. And prior to that, he was a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy in what was the group that was the predecessor to the Navy SEALs. He was a Navy SEAL, essentially, before there were Navy SEALs. John, in his capacity as GFP secretary, he was also chairman of the Missouri River Association of States and Tribes, He's been the president of the International Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, and the list goes on and on. Now, I know Mr. Cooper does not come before us without controversy. I will acknowledge that there has been tensions and there has been disagreements between the Department and landowners in the past. Just as you and I don't always get along on all the issues, and honestly, Mr. Cooper and I didn't agree on all the issues. He didn't agree with the stakeholders on all the issues. I would submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that as Game, Fish, and Parks Secretary, and in law enforcement, and especially dealing with our wildlife, I'm not sure you can avoid controversy. I've had the opportunity in my career to work for an attorney general. I knew a lot of prosecutors. I've known a lot of law enforcement officers. I think you could ask any attorney general, any prosecutor, any head of the highway patrol, how quick you can find controversy. You're essentially one incident or one prosecution away from serious controversy. And I would submit to you that that is no different from the situation we're in right now. Now, I'm here asking for your advice and consent to an appointment of a man with over 30 years' experience in fish and wildlife issues to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This is a commission where John Cooper will be one of eight members. It's a commission that includes four landowners and four non-landowners. It's a commission that is diverse in geography, political party, and background. As I was preparing remarks, I came across something that I thought was just really enlightening. It comes from our former governor, Janklow, when John Cooper retired. I just wanted to share that with you because I think it really describes his experience very well. John retired from what just might be the most difficult job in state government, if not in all of South Dakota. As Secretary of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, he invested more than a tumultuous decade of his life in creating and managing accessible and affordable outdoor recreation opportunities for you and your children and your grandchildren. On any given day on the job, John's challenges included public access, landowner rights, commercial hunting, land purchases, road hunting, access to flooded land, enforcement issues like the open fields doctrine, conflicts between resident and non-resident hunters and anglers, wildlife depredation, chronic wasting disease, prairie dogs, predator control, urban deer, recreation user conflicts, a thicket of jurisdictional issues involving federal, local, tribe, and other state governments, fighting forest fires in the Black Hills, and of course South Dakota's wait an hour and it'll change weather, including blizzards, floods, and droughts. I read that and I wanted to share that with you because it shows you just a little glimpse of what our GFP secretary, whether it was John Cooper or our current secretary, has to deal with on a daily and weekly and annual basis. There's a lot of things there. Sometimes you're going to find controversy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I think we have a man who's well qualified for this job. There's nobody more knowledgeable on Missouri River issues. There's nobody more experienced in parks and wildlife issues in South Dakota. And so I ask for your advice and consent for Mr. Cooper for the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sportsman, conservationist, gentleman, man of integrity, honorable, honest, and extremely experienced. That's the John Cooper I know. I've known John Cooper for 30 years. In 1995, I was on Governor Janklow's transition team with one assignment, to get John Cooper to retire from the Fish and Wildlife and come to work for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. I'm proud to say we were successful. John's made some departmental decisions that didn't sit well with a small group, and now he's being brutalized. There's not a man of more integrity that I've known. There's not a man for any position in South Dakota government that's more qualified and more respected than John Cooper. I'm not going to go on and on about John Cooper because Senator Gray pointed out some of his attributes. A war hero, a Navy SEAL. There's not a better choice. And finally, Mr. President, both of the ranchers in my district support John Cooper.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Adelstein.
Being young, much younger than the senator from Lincoln and Minnehaha County, I haven't known John Cooper as long. But the time that I have known him has been very meaningful, and I treasure his contributions to this state. I dealt with him as a member of the Appropriations Committee and its vice chair. I dealt with him as a citizen. He is a creative, and he's imaginative. He's a man of strength and strong conviction, which might not endear him to some, but for the good of our state, it endears him to me. To those that from time to time have disagreed with him, they might not feel the same way, but now is the time that disagreements of the past are put aside. They have no bearing on his appointment to a group of eight, because he brings to that group knowledge and intelligence and needed insights that none of the rest of them necessarily have. I urge you to join with us in approving and recommending and consenting to his appointment to a well-deserved position.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel compelled to make a few comments, both as an individual and as the Senate chair of our Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee. And because of the process we go through on advise and consent nominations, they don't come to the floor with a do pass or other recommendations. They aren't clear. In this case, in the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee, the decision was 7-2 to advise this body to not advise and consent. And I want to state right off the bat and for the record that we received a great deal of testimony that day, and it was very passionate, eloquent, professional debate and discussion. Nobody was there to brutalize anybody. They were dealing in facts and on some very emotional issues. I would state on a personal level that I would not disagree with anything that's been stated here. Even though in the years in the House, I had done battle with John Cooper more than I would say almost anyone in this body, I developed a respect for John, and I consider him a friend. So I will not question his qualifications or his ability to fill that role. But I know firsthand of how deep the wounds were from days gone by on any number of issues. I'd forgot how many issues and how many controversies and how many holes had been burned deep into communities because of the actions that were taken by the Game, Fish, and Parks, right or wrong, in days gone by. What disappoints me and distresses me, and what I rise to urge this body to consider, is the fact that our current administration under Jeff Vonk has made giant strides in helping those wounds to heal and allowing the fences to be mended that were torn down in some big ways, right or wrong, because of the personalities. I think John Cooper and I share a lot in common. He can be pretty stiff-necked, maybe even worse than me, if that's possible. And so I make no judgment about right or wrong, and we could debate it till the cows come home, the individual circumstances that have come up. It's all water under the bridge. But the fact is, we've come a long way in the last 3 years to helping to bridge those gaps. And now we're faced with a decision whether or not to appoint a man that I am afraid will reopen those wounds and has already started in that direction. Ladies and gentlemen, as qualified as John Cooper is, there are other people that fit the description for this position that are just as qualified. And I would urge you to take the advice of the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee and not concur, not advise and consent in the appointment of John Cooper. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Valley.
I'm also on the Agriculture Committee, and that was a good hearing. After listening to everything, I think everyone agreed that this is probably one of the most knowledgeable people when it comes to wildlife, the Missouri River, and other areas of wildlife. In fact, one person got up and testified against Mr. Cooper and said that he was too knowledgeable, that he was so knowledgeable about the issue that he might be overpowering or overbearing on the other seven members. I had to think about that for a long time. Do we not want to put somebody on a board or commission because they're too knowledgeable of the issue? Later, I looked at all the testimony, and there was a lot of discussion, but a lot of it came down to he was a man of integrity. Whether you agreed with him or not, he was a man of integrity. And I'm not going to belabor any of the other points that have already been mentioned, but isn't that what we want on our state boards and commissions? Someone who is a man of integrity and a person who is knowledgeable of the issues, probably better than we could find anywhere else. Isn't that what we want? I would suggest it is, and I'd urge your support of the advice and consent of John Cooper. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Knudsen?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to make what I'm hoping will be perhaps concluding remarks on this nomination. I had experience of working directly with John Cooper when I served as the governor's chief of staff. I think John is, as others have spoken, exceptionally well qualified for this particular post. I think he is a good choice. He's a strong individual, but an individual with great capability and will bring a lot to that commission. He will be one of eight members there. I think this Senate would do well to confirm him. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing nothing further, I'd like to clarify the way the vote will be cast. This is governed by Rule S-7-3, and the question put to you is no different than any other question. A yes vote is to confirm the appointment. A no vote is in opposition to the governor's appointment. I'll say that again. A yes vote, as in other confirmation questions, is to confirm the governor's appointment. A no vote is in opposition to the appointment. The question now being, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of John L. Cooper pursuant to the executive message as found on page 454 of the Senate Journal? Those in favor of the appointment say aye. Those opposed to the appointment say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
No.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
No.
Dempster?
Aye.
Brisley?
No.
Gant? Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
No. Excuse me. Hanson-Tom votes no. Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Averly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
No.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead? Klocek?
No.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Roden?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 22 ayes, 12 nays, 1 excused.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, and the President declares the appointment is confirmed. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1072, an act to provide for the election of a vice chair for county commissions. House Bill 1091, an act to revise certain provisions related to municipal elections in the case of death or withdrawal of a candidate. House Bill 1109, an act to revise certain provisions related to business organizations and to provide for certain filing fees relevant thereto. House Bill 1130, an act to include the families of certain members of the armed forces who died in military service as eligible for Gold Star special license plates. House Bill 1172, an act to repeal certain provisions requiring the approval of the Planning Commission for the construction of utilities and public facilities.
Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with no dissenting votes and no opposition. Thus, they're placed on the consent calendar and no debate is allowed, only questions for clarification. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question is, are the items on the consent calendar? Those in favor of the consent calendar say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howey?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead? Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher? Merchant? Senator Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the items on the consent calendar have received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. And the consent calendar is adopted. Any remarks on any of the titles? Any questions? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, at this time I would move that we defer action on the balance of our calendar until Monday.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer action on the rest of the calendar until Monday. Any remarks? Those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Senator Dempster.
Personal privilege?
Yes, that's granted.
Forgive the indulgence once again, but I just got an email. Annalise Catherine, 8 pounds, 1 ounce. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the update, Senator. Without objection, we'll revert to item of business 7 to receive a message from the House. Is there an objection? We'll receive that message then.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill number 1051, and no committee was appointed. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bills 1001, 1002, 1104, and 1118. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
That concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Senator Dempster?
State Affairs, 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Gant?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government, 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Senator Edelstein?
The Health and Human Services Committee meets Monday for our last bill at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Thank you. Senator Tom Hanson?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Taxation Committee will meet at 10 Monday morning.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Joint Appropriations will meet at 8:15 Monday morning for the revenue projections.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Trebek Berry moves that the Senate to now adjourn.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned. Have a good weekend.